I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. Let the message about Christ, in all its richness, fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. Wherever possible, let's kneel for prayer.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the beauty of this Sabbath. Not only the weather outside, but the fact that this is a day that you have made for us. That we can come together, that we can lift up your name, that we can study about you, that we can hear songs sung about you. Dear Father, this morning I just want to ask for a special blessing on for his glory and those participating in the program this morning, that you will touch their lives, that truly the message will be brought through, the message that you are our God and our King, that you lived and you died for us and you live again. Your Father, continue to guide and bless each one of us. Be with those who are not able to be with us this morning. May they also receive a special Sabbath blessing from being with you. For we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, church. It's good to be in God's house, isn't it?
Amen.
You know, you've been trying to get us to preach for a long time, haven't you? Here it is. You know, I'd like to introduce ourselves. I think most of you know who we are, but there's a few visitors here. To my left is Daisy Herring, and she sings soprano. And to my left is Russ Herring, and he sings tenor. And they got the same last name. I think they're related. To my right is Colleen Schaber. She's the one that got us up here. She's our mother, really. She takes care of everything. And I'm Steve Chapman, and I sing bass. And over on the piano, we have Ryan Stewart that we're really blessed to have, and Heather. And you're going to get a special from them. Can't hardly wait. You know, this morning, I'd rather have Jesus than anything.
Amen.
Can you say amen to that?
Yes.
Holy, holy, holy is what the angels sang when they came before God. Amen. This morning, we come before a holy God, and we're standing on holy ground. Sometimes we're not all so holy when we're in God's sanctuary. But this morning, we're standing on holy ground. Our God is here. Yes. And we want to praise God this morning. Our first song is Holy Ground.
This was the place where love abounds.
Stuck that in my mouth. I'm trying. When was the last time we read Zephaniah? You know where Zephaniah is?
In the Bible.
It's in the Bible. You know, as this next song is, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. You know, I was thinking, what can I share? And I was just, the Lord brought this to me. Zephaniah 3:17. It's a short chapter. The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Wow. God is singing over us. Can we say amen to that? That's wonderful. This is a wonderful text. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing that to me. This next song, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Of the Lord is in this place. I
can feel His mighty power and His grace.
I can hear the brush of angels' wings.
I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace.
I can hear the brush of angels' wings.
I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Christ beside me, Christ before me,
Christ behind me, King of my heart, Christ within me, Christ below me, Christ above me, never to part.
You know, when we try to do things on our own, it often doesn't happen. We really need to have God first in our lives. Because it's amazing the things that He has done for us. And we need to rely on Him. And then we find out what a magnificent God He is. I want to read a few verses from Psalms 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We're going to sing first, Seekers of Your Heart, and see some of the ways that Jesus has done things for us. And then we're going to sing the majesty and the glory of your name.
Until we let you begin.
creation, the beast of the field.
Hello. So, when our Pathfinder Club was going back to Oshkosh for the camporee, we stayed in this rental house. And at least a couple of us stayed in this rental house. And I was warming something up in the microwave one day. And the sound really bugged me because it wasn't like a nice, perfect chord. It sounded like this. And it bugged me so much. So, some reason, I decided I'd make a song out of it. And this is a song that I wrote with the help of my piano teacher over here. So, and my mom wrote the lyrics for it, and Heather's going to sing it. So, hope you guys enjoy it.
Thank you. I'm with my husband. Every time I see the young people actually working their gifting, it brings tears to my eyes. The next two songs I'm going to put together in some sort of medley. In the sweet by and by, we are going to see our wonderful and merciful Savior.
Sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
To our bountiful Father above, we will
grace.
You know one of the amazing things about grace? How many times a day God gives me, gives you, gives us the opportunity to give it away? And I think to myself, how many times a day is that opportunity presented and I miss it? Because of my pride, because of fear, because of judgment. I just recently saw a bumper sticker. It was a quote by the Dalai Lama, and it said, "Compassion is the radicalism of our time." It was written on her cheek. I was just reading it. Compassion is the radicalism of our time. And I thought to myself, how sad. You got to be radical to be a compassionate person. And I was reminded of the story of the Good Samaritan. You know, he's walking along and he sees this Jewish man on the side of the road. And the Samaritan and the Jewish folks, they didn't like each other. They had some real issues. But grace prevailed. Scripture says that the Samaritan was filled with compassion and he went to the man. And he bound his wounds, and he wrapped his cloak around him. He loaded him on a donkey and walked him to an inn where he cared for him and paid for his expenses. I don't want to miss those opportunities. So when we think about grace, let's just think of how amazing it is and how we can be amazing with God when we give it away. Amen. We're going to sing Amazing Grace.
Thank you.
scared to say anything. I mean, awesome, awesome. I asked Colleen why they couldn't have music once a month at least. And she said, well, I think the people would get tired of us. Russ, you finally did it.
What did I do now?
Well, I've been trying to get you to preach, and you just gave a little sermon, and I loved it.
You keep trying, just a little snippet.
Ryan, Heather, you're awesome.
Yes.
Praise God for you,
amen.
Really. Have you been blessed?
Amen.
Thank you so much, folks. Thank you. It was beautiful. Beautiful. Great, great service. I don't remember. Oh, the commitment card, the connect cards. I could say something I'm supposed to do here. Connect cards. Okay. Take a look at your connect cards. The deacons have some more if you didn't get one yet. They're still passing them out. And as they're passing these connect cards, you got most of them. Take a look at these. I feel these questions just really fit what we just got through hearing. This awesome service. Just, man, I've been moved, I'll tell you. First one is, first and foremost, I desire to seek Jesus with all my heart.
Amen.
Praise God. Okay, the second one is, I choose to fall before the throne of God daily. Daily. If that's your desire, check that off. Check that off. In other words, this team has presented before us the love of God, the grace of God, and how we're to respond. And this is your chance to respond. This is your chance to respond. Number three, I plan to meet with all of you in heaven. Wow. Plan to meet with all of you in heaven. And the last one, may the grace of Jesus continue throughout the rest of my life. If you'd like to have that happen in your life, check that off. And if you have a prayer request or a comment you'd like to make to the team, write it in here. We'll make sure they get it. And put your name and address, et cetera, on the card. And when you're dismissed, just hand the card to a deacon or myself, and we'll get it all together. And any prayer requests, we go through the cards very carefully and pray for every one of those requests. Team, I just want to tell you, it's just been awesome. It really has. It really has. And I'm going to go ahead and have the benediction, and then they have one more little song to say goodbye to us in. And after this, there is a fellowship dinner in the building behind the church. We invite all of you to attend, give you a good chance to get better acquainted with these four. And I know most of you know them, but, you know, some of them travel a lot. Anyway, let's pray. Father, we just praise your name. I've sat here now for many minutes and just listening to this, one of the greatest sermons I've ever heard. A sermon of love, a sermon of praise, a sermon of commitment. And we just thank you and praise you. Bless us as we leave this place, but not your presence. And bless this team for his glory. Ryan, Heather, bless them all, I pray, that they may continue to praise your name day after day, week after week, until we see Jesus come. It is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
May God's grace warm. May